internationally as a speech and language pathologist. I came to deeply appreciate the diversity of family dynamics and the extraordinarily varied stories behind them. I also acquired an extremely broad perspective from which to view and share the world of motherhood. Over those years, what shone through was the absolute wish and desire from mothers for their child to be healthy and to be happy. Mothers just wanted to feel and make sure they had provided and given their best to their child. Yet somehow there was often, almost always, a strong sense of doubt as to whether they were giving their best. There was constant insecurity as to whether they were doing enough or being enough as a mother. Too often I witnessed the weariness and absolute exhaustion felt by mothers, who would present with a mixed look of defeat yet hope in their eyes, as they battled doing all they could to help their child whilst trying to get it right, be strong, and be the perfect or even just good parent. The common feeling they expressed was that perhaps they had failed or were failing in some way. Countless are the moments my heart has gone out to mothers who, in their times of great need, bear strength and courage far beyond what they realize. Countless are the moments I have been filled with inspiration, joining mothers in their advocacy for the support of their child's needs, and standing by their mother's instinct as they say to me with fixed eyes of certainty, "I have a feeling. I just know." I continue to be humbled by these amazing women and connected with their experiences even more deeply when I too became a mother. In my first 2 years and 7 months of motherhood, I had 3 children. Yes, they were all planned. Some people called me crazy. Others called me amazing. Others, when in public, would look at me with eyes of sympathy as I pushed 3 children on a stroller, 2 seated, 1 on a glider board, and often lots of grocery bags pushed into the stroller's underneath storage. I called it my normal. Although it had its challenges, it certainly had its rewards. The early years of motherhood were filled with much fascination and joy, alongside the undercurrents of mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical fatigue. Trying to be a good enough mother, always striving to achieve perfection status, whatever that is. Together with this ambition was the desire to be a good wife, daughter, sister, friend, and leader running a speech pathology company that served and continues to serve the needs of numerous families, health and educational professionals, and organizations. I used to be that mom wanting to get mothering right. Thankfully, after much soul-searching, I experienced the liberation of letting go of perfection and accepting imperfection as perfect. I more fully embraced my normal and celebrated it as I came to realize and appreciate my own personal growth on the evolutionary motherhood path. It also became hugely exciting to accept that I was sharing my new space of growth with the children in my life, just as they were sharing and discovering their personal growth journeys with me. This opened the doors to more gratitude, more self-compassion, and self-kindness, ingredients that led to a healthier style of self-love and an amazingly deep and enriching way to experience daily life. The strong correlation between a child's health and happiness and their mother's health and happiness is real. This applies both ways. I have given and received many much-needed warm and reassuring embraces in the realm of motherhood, for which I am forever grateful. I needed to write this book as a gift to share an unending warm embrace, to honor all mothers, to celebrate and support all mothers, and remind moms that your best is good enough. You matter too. You have got this. The 21 ways to thrive with self-care and acceptance shared in this book are the culmination of decades learning, listening, teaching, observing, coaching, and mentoring mothers throughout my professional life, combined with my own unique personal motherhood experience. The chapters in this book, although brief, are deep, transformative, reflective. Choose to read, absorb, and practice any strategies in a way that works for you. Throughout life, I have observed, questioned, and wondered about many things. There are some things that I do continue to wonder about. Let me share one of those things that I still to this day observe time and time again, and it causes me to ask.